In the 127th Psalm, in verse 3, the psalmist writes these words, "Lo, children are heritage of the Lord." One of the very important groups in our ecclesias, in our conventions, are our children. Does it make any difference whether we're parents or grandparents, aunts and uncles, or whether we have any family relationship to our young people at all? I know it rejoices our hearts when we watch them grow up, when we watch their love for the Lord, their understanding of the truth, their dedication to their Heavenly Father grow and fill their lives. The past 5 days, while we've been sitting in this auditorium downstairs and in the next building, the young people of this convention have been hard at work. They've been learning about the tabernacle, about the Lord's Prayer. They've been learning about the time of the end and the glorious character of their Heavenly Father. And now they would like to share with you their love for God. I'm sure that the next service will bring joy and rejoicing to our hearts as they sing praises to our Heavenly Father, as they testify to their love for Him and for His Son. And not only will it rejoice our hearts and minds, but think of the joy that the Heavenly Father will experience as He sees these youngest members of His family praise His holy name. We have one request to make of you, and each of the groups has made it, from the youngest of them to the oldest of them, so that it would not detract from the reverence of this occasion. We ask you not to applaud after their service. If their service brings joy and rejoicing to your hearts, tell them afterwards, but please, no applause. Okay, and now we'll ask for our first group to come forward, the 5 to 7s, for them to praise God's holy name.
You know, they gave us a lot of good advice to apply in our lives. Well, now I'll ask our 8 to 12 group to come forward for their opportunity to express their love to their Heavenly Father.
Thank you. We've certainly had an opportunity to see an expression of love by our young people. As I was sitting here listening to them, I thought of Brother Tim and the talent that he has to work with in the next few years. Wonderful. We'll certainly be looking forward to that. We'll now have the Songs of the Night read to us by Doug Famous.
Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Malachi 3:10. It behooves us, dear friends, to look about us, to note to what extent we have been faithful to our covenant of sacrifice, and to remember that it is not a sacrifice for a day, for a year, but even unto death. A little while and the trials will be over. But until that little while is past, we are in the trial time. And it is proving us either worthy or unworthy of the glorious favors which we seek, the chief blessing, joint heirship. If we appreciate it, let us...